Find yourself too busy, stressed out, and unfulfilled? Know what you are supposed to do, but have no idea how to fit it all in? Doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to Seamless Life with Alan Vaisberg, a program that shows you how to do all the things you know you're supposed to do. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you make your life seamless.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am your host, Alan Vaisberg, and this is Seamless Life. And very often I get on the radio, and not on my radio show for whatever reason. Every time I am the host, it's a different type of a program. But when I'm being interviewed, which is rather often nowadays, and people are asking me about my programs, they're asking about Seamless, and I spend time talking about it, and people are fascinated, but I never do this on my program. So tonight is the night. We're talking about Seamless. And what is Seamless Life? What is this whole idea? Why did I name the show this way? It's not just a gimmick. We're not trying to, paint some wonderful pictures in the sky for you. But it's an actual program. Seamless Life with Alan Vaisberg is actually based on a methodology that I developed, a methodology that I tested, and we're about to launch fully into the stratosphere, so to speak, within the next week or so. So tonight, we'll have some guests on. After the first break, I'm going to welcome a dear friend of mine, G.P. Walsh, who really has been one of the nicest people I've ever met. He's agreed to be an expert with the launch of the Seamless program. So he'll come on after the first break. And then we'll have another wonderful person after the second break, Stephanie Johnson, who actually has gone through the 9-week beta testing course that we just had for Seamless. And she'll tell you about her experience with it. And I'm very thankful that Stephanie can join us. So tonight is all about Seamless. I know there are interesting games about. I know that you're watching sports. So if you have to go, you have to go. And the archives will be there for you tomorrow. But right now, what I want to do is I want to play a little game. So I would like for everybody to take out a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. Of course, you can use your computers if you like. I'm going to give you a pause, and then I want to ask you 8 questions. When I ask you those 8 questions, I would like for you to rank the answers on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best with 1 being the worst. Are you ready? Get set. Let's fly. So the first question is, why don't you rank on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst, with 10 being the best, the quality and quantity of sleep that you're getting? Rank that, put on a number wherever you're writing it down. 10 being, I'm getting at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep every day. It's great quality of sleep. I am very, very comfortable with that part. 1 being the opposite end of the spectrum. So your quality and quantity of sleep on a daily basis. We're averaging things out. Okay, question number 2. Eating healthy and drinking enough fresh water. Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the not healthy at all in terms of my eating activities. I spend a lot of time at McDonald's, and the only drinks that I have are of the alcoholic variety. Whereas 10, you're a super, super healthy eater. And you're drinking half of your body weight in water on a daily basis. So if you have that answer, let's move on to the third question. Your level of fitness and physical health. 10 being very, very fit. You're running marathons. 1 being you're a couch potato. And you watch other people on TV who are very, very fit. So that's the third question. Moving on to the fourth one. Time you spend on a daily basis on prayer, meditation, or self-reflection. 10 being you sit in a lotus position for at least 40 minutes every day or more. 1 being no, that's not your thing. Fifth question, how loved and respected you feel on a daily basis. 1 through 10, put down your number. Next question, learning new skills or information on a daily basis. Does every day bring something else to learn? Or, pretty much content. I don't content, not contempt, pretty much content. I don't really learn anything new. That would be year one. With 10, I consistently learn. I am Encyclopedia America. I know it's Britannica. Next question. Amount of sunshine and fresh air that you get on a daily basis. 10 being, I get at least 30 minutes of sunshine and fresh air on a daily basis. And finally, last question, your level of peace and tranquility on a daily basis. Put that number in. I would like for you to do some mathematics. You never thought that you would do mathematics when you're doing Seamless. Yes, please add those numbers up. I'll give you a moment, and then we'll talk about the results. Okay, ready? Calculator's cranking. One, two, let's go. So let's look at your results. If you fall into the A group, it would be between the 8 and 24 total points. And that means that you're not doing really well, but help is on the way. Glad that you started looking at this, and your life will definitely get better if you choose to do something about it. You may be falling into the B category, 25 to 41 points. You have lots of opportunity to bring positive changes to your life. You may be in the C category, 42 to 56 points. And if you do, you should continue to work towards maximizing your success. You'll get there. There's a D category, 57 to 74 points. You're on the path. You're close to greatness. And if some of you happen to be in the E category, which is 75 to 80 points, that means you rock. You should really give me a call and be an expert in my program that we're launching. So where are you? And all of the jokes aside, when you're tabulating these results, where do you fall? And from my experience, most people fall in the B, C, D group. Most of them in the B and C. And that shows you, without me having to tell you, how important stuff is, that shows you where you really are in life. And when a little while ago, before I started the Seamless program, if I did this, then I can tell you where I would be. The quality and quantity of sleep, not too bad. I was probably 6 to 7. Eating healthy, drinking enough water, no. I'm 5, maybe I was. Level of fitness and physical health, 5, maybe. Time you spent on prayer, meditation, or self-reflection, for me, that was a little bit higher, not because of meditation, but because of writing, and I was doing a lot of channeling. So that was probably high in the 7 or 8. How loved and respected you feel, 6. Learning new skills or information, that probably more because I was constantly searching and working and learning new stuff. So probably 8 there. Amount of sunshine, fresh air, no, that would be a 2. I was not doing that at all. And level of peace and tranquility, 5, 6, maybe. So I would, I didn't just tabulate those points, but I certainly, it seems like I would have been in the B group. And that is the crux of the problem. Because all of these things that we just mentioned, and when we're talking about Seamless, Seamless is an acronym that stands for these 8 elements. Sleep, we all know we're supposed to get sleep. Eating, that's the E in the Seamless. We know we're supposed to eat healthy. Nothing new here. A is for activity. We know we're supposed to be active on a daily basis. M is for meditation. L is for love. E is for expansion and growth. We know we're supposed to continue learning. S is for stress reduction. And the final S is for sunshine and fresh air. These things are not new. The way that I created Seamless was I started looking at what happens in my life and when I feel the most like myself. And I mean that quite literally. When do I feel most in peace and in balance? And the really only times during my life over the last 10 or so years that I felt myself was while I was on vacation. unfortunately, vacations are only twice a year, which is sad because that means that 50 other weeks during the year, I did not feel that way. And my health and my mental projection and everything else showed it, especially for the first, you know, 37 years of my life. And I started looking at vacation and why it is that I felt so great. And I thought initially maybe it's the lack of stress. But no, that was not the lack of stress because I was vacationing with kids and it's flying back and forth to Mexico where we usually go. So it was plenty of stress on a daily basis. Was it the food that I was eating? And no, it was not the food because it was all-inclusive buffets. And I certainly was eating way too much and I was not watching everything that I was eating. Or rather, I was watching and eating at the same time, and it was not good. So there was something else, and that something else happened to be increased amount of activity, which was huge for me. It was being out in the fresh air and getting sunshine. It was being in the water. It was getting much more sleep. And those combinations were creating remarkable results, and I thought, if I could only duplicate some of that in the real life, quote unquote, and I can start eating better in the process, and I can start managing the stress or hopefully reduce the stress, what would happen to my life? And I started doing these things on my own. Not great in terms of keeping all of those things until I learned how to do them, but I started doing that and things started to change. And I thought, wow, this is something that other people can do. Because I was leading a very hectic, busy life as a business owner, as a family man with two small children, and I could still do these things. So that's when I started really taking a look at the program and adding meditation to it, adding the love aspects. And there are three different types of love that we'll talk about at the end of the program. So these things are not new to you, but these are the things that we don't seem to do. So stay with us. Over this next 45 minutes, we're going to talk to an expert, Jeannie Walsh. We'll talk to Stephanie, who took the program, and then I'll tell you more about the program at the end of the segment. So stay with us, Jeannie Walsh. Wonderful, wonderful Jeannie Walsh.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I'm your host, Ellen Daysbrick. And allow me to welcome a dear friend to the program, G.P. Walsh. Hi, G.P.
Hey, Ellen. Thanks for inviting me. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. And I meant what I said, that you really are one of the nicest people I've ever met, and you keep on proving it. And just as a little FYI to people, I asked some of the experts that are working with me on the Seamless program. I asked for a small endorsement. Well, GP, I don't think believes in small anything. So GP actually went outside and recorded a whole video endorsing the program and me. So GP, you're wrong.
Thank you. You deserve it, man. It's a great program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what I wanted to do again is just a quick segment of getting people to know, more about you, what your background is, and then kind of dive into Seamless. So why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself in case they haven't heard about you yet?
Well, I'm primarily a spiritual teacher, although I'm also an energy healer. I'm, a personal coach, and I've done all sorts of different things. I was a consultant to Fortune 500 companies. I'm a composer. I've done music for film. I've done voiceovers. Mm-hmm. I've actually even done video games. I've done voices for video games. So I've done a whole bunch of things in my life, but there's always been this thread of a really deep curiosity about why things are the way they are, and what the truth is. Who are we really? What's the source of suffering? These give questions that have been with me since I was young, really, because I had a rather troubled upbringing. Mm-hmm. And so there was a certain amount of necessity. It wasn't an intellectual pursuit. There was a certain necessity to finding some answers to suffering because I had a lot of it. And so it just, it became such a passion of mine just because I kept getting answers and the picture kept getting bigger and discovering ways in which suffering could really be reduced and even eliminated. And so that's really become my mission in life is to free everyone from suffering. I know it probably sounds a bit like a delusion, but if you're going to have a delusion, make it a big one. That's what I always say.
Well, it's a wonderful delusion. I wish more people were like you in that regard. Very, very cool. And yes, for the record, I just wanted to ask you, is suffering a necessary component to a human existence?
99% of it, no. There is some that is simply comes upon us and we have to accept it. There's the dark nights of the soul. There's places we have to go inside that we just don't want to go, and we have to go there because the only way you're going to really wake up to who you really are is by a direct confrontation with all of the assumptions and illusions you have about who you think you are. And that can be very, very challenging. But the vast majority of what we suffer from is simply based on anticipation and memory. It is completely and totally imaginary. It's all in the story we've created about our lives and not what's actually happening. If you stop and look at your life just right as it is right now, I'm sure everybody listening, if you stop and look at your life and forget about the past, just let go of memory for a second and let go of any anticipation, ideas of what might happen in the future, you'll find that right in this moment, everything is just fine. You're just okay. There's nothing threatening you, nothing really important happening. Life is really very, very good in this moment. And if you were to stay there, rather than running off into the future, into the past, you would discover very quickly that most of the time, there isn't any suffering. Life doesn't have suffering in it. There is no suffering in life. The only suffering is in our story, and the only suffering that's actually required is what we go through when we're challenging our deepest assumptions about ourselves. And in my experience, while it's really uncomfortable, I'm not even sure I'd call it suffering. It's more just it's kind of the price of admission for a genuine spiritual awakening.
Very, very true. A while ago when I was in Brazil John of God's casa, for 24 hours after the intervention, you cannot speak. You cannot be around anybody. You basically have to be in silence with yourself for a period of 24 hours.
That's great.
I found amazing, and I had never expected myself to like it. I loved it. And during that time, all I could do was basically talk to my guides, and I would just ask questions, and I would write down the answers. And one of the questions that I asked was about suffering, is suffering necessary? And they said, it's not the suffering that's necessary. It's the awareness of suffering that is necessary. Yes. And for some people, that awareness only comes through personal experience because they are not aware of it otherwise. So I wanted to ask you that question because I wanted to get your take on it as well.
Well, it's an indication that that something is out of balance, something's wrong, right? I mean, all pain is a signal. Our natural state is without suffering. Life, as I said, life is without. There is no suffering in life. Mm-hmm. All the suffering is our imagination that we've made up, the stories that we've created about our life that we've believed, and they're just not true.
Life should be seamless, shouldn't it?
Yes. Life is seamless. We have this idea that somehow we can make up our own rules, and life does very well. We should play the game with the rules that we've been given, rather than try to make it something other than what it is. Because what it is just extraordinarily beautiful.
Yes. Okay. We're going to continue this conversation, but I only have you for a short segment, so I'm going to move on.
Okay.
But I want to, have you on the show really soon so we can talk for an hour. The Seamless Program, and you've been so kind to be an expert for everybody who is just starting to look at the program. For every week of the eight elements, we have a subject matter expert. And while GP could be a subject matter expert for all of those, he volunteered for a meditation piece. Aside from our relationship, what guided you to a program like this? Why are you interested in being involved in it?
Well, I love your approach. It's the holistic approach, because you're trying to cover all aspects of the person. And that's been something that I've been kind of preaching about for a very, mm-hmm. very long period of time. You don't go into the gym and just do barbell curls with one arm, right? I mean, you work everything. If you really want to have a transformation, it's going to be total. All of the things support each other. You can have enormously deep spiritual insights, but if your diet sucks, and you're fooling yourself with processed foods and tons of sugar, and you're not getting the proper nutrition, you're carrying around a boat anchor. Mm-hmm. So all of it needs to work together. We need to treat ourselves holistically. We need to treat ourselves with enough respect to look at all aspects of our life to see, where is it that I can really shore up? Where is it that I'm weak? Where is it that is actually interfering with my attaining my deepest desires? And that's why your program is so brilliant, because you offer a roadmap for exploring those eight key areas. And if somebody goes through that and really works on every one of those, it's amazing, because it ripples through the rest. It really is a seamless system, right? Each one of these piece parts are connected. So when you raise one part of it, you're going to raise the rest of them at the same time. It's synergistic. So you feed energy into one part of you that's been lacking it. Suddenly, the rest of the system becomes energized. So it's the right approach for this kind of work, because most of my time in teaching has been around spirituality and meditation and energy healing. And then people are really surprised. I'll ask them, well, what's your diet like? What are you eating? Do you eat processed food? Do you eat a lot of fats? And they go, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it's got everything to do with everything.
Exactly.
You're toxic.
Yeah.
I could sit here and I can do some energy healing on you and give you a sense of symptomatic relief. But if you don't stop eating this stuff, you're just going to have to do it again. Mm-hmm. Right? It's time to become responsible and not let the toxins get in. Then I don't have to do some kind of special mumbo jumbo to make you feel better for a minute.
It's true, but we seem to be a society that's very focused on getting a pill. Give me a pill that's going to solve my problem so I can continue on my merry way. Then life doesn't work this way. And I keep on referencing John of God because I had the experience recently, last year technically. Even the guides there, they're all saying the same thing. And by guides, I'm talking about the spiritual realm that does the interventions. They're saying that we're going to get you 50%. We're going to take care of a problem for you, and then you need to do the rest. Because if you continue doing the same things that you were doing to get into this problem, it will come back.
Yes.
You have to make that change. We're giving you a head start, but you have to make it stick. And that's people, unfortunately, or at least the people that I have been around until I started my own transformation and I encountered everybody else that's actually doing it. For the most part, people are just content and, you know, they get to a point and they don't really want to do the work. And you have to do the work. It doesn't matter what program you're doing. You have to put in the work. Life only works when you do.
Absolutely correct. And but it's what's really interesting, though, is you find that, you know, I grew up in the Midwest where you live. And, you know, when I grew up, you know, everything was meat, you know. Starches, and then, you know, the idea of a salad was like a chunk of iceberg lettuce, you know, completely drenched in French dressing, Kraft French dressing, right? Which is just loaded with sugar. And I was just really amazed as I, when I got older and I started actually paying attention to this thing, I had no idea how bad I actually felt.
Yeah. It's true.
Because I had nothing to, I had nothing to compare it to. And boy, what a difference it made in everything. Clarity of mind, sense of peace. Because if, you know, if the body is trying to deal with some kind of toxicity from the environment or from bad food, it's stressed. You're not going to really be able to relax. Yeah. It's even going to be hard to meditate. Whereas if the body is really well nourished, and it knows that its needs are met, it becomes quiet very, very quickly. So these things, all of this works together, which is why I'm so such a big fan and highly endorsing you.
Thank you so much, GP. I really appreciate you jumping on. Let's schedule an hour so we can talk some more.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you, my friend. Everybody, please stay with us. We'll be right back with Stephanie Johnson.
Your conscious connection to your mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio, energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM-FM.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I'm your host, Alan Daysberg. Really enjoyed the conversation. Very, very short conversation. I need to make it a much longer one with my friend G.P. Walsh. Right now, it's time for another wonderful guest. I have with me Stephanie Johnson. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for making the time to jump on. I know it's a little late for you, but I appreciate it. And the way that I met Stephanie was, well, I think we actually met before the program, but Stephanie was kind enough to be one of the volunteers to try out the program as I was going through the beta testing of it. Stephanie, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into your experience with the program.
Okay. Well, first, thank you for having me on. I'm happy to talk about the program. And I am also an energy healer. I do energy healing work with animals primarily, but also on humans. And I do some other things as well. I'm a writer and an artist, graphic artist. And so I've kind of been a little bit run down over the last year or so and had come down with a couple of physical health conditions that where I really needed to be taking good care of myself, but I wasn't doing that. I just was having a hard time finding the motivation. So when your program came along, it seemed like perfect timing to step up and give it a shot.
And we have to thank Brenda Van Kamp, who is a friend of yours, a friend of mine, who recommended for you to take a look at the program. So thank you, Brenda. We know you're listening. We love you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Brenda.
Perfect. It's interesting that you you said that you're an energy healer as well, and then you felt run down. I've encountered that with many people who are giving away their energy. They're giving away with the best intentions, but they may not be receiving enough of it back. And that's where that balance goes off. Did you find that in your experience?
Absolutely. Yes, I found it that I was getting run down, and then it's hard to be a good healer when you're not feeling 100% yourself. And so I kind of felt like I was doing a disservice to, you know, the animals I was working with. I wasn't giving them 100% because I didn't have it to give. So
yeah,
I did experience that myself.
And that's where balance is so important. We have to give and we have to receive. Most of us have been always taught you have to give, give, give. I'm not sure that we are really emphasizing the receiving part of it. And that's unfortunate because everything has to be in balance. And when it's out of balance, that's when your body, your mind, your energy, your relationships, everything goes out of balance as well.
Yes, absolutely. That's correct.
So you took the program, and again, we did a 9-week beta test where I had a very good idea of what I wanted to do, and I asked lots of people, volunteered for the program. I think we had 50 people that started out volunteering from 6 different countries, and we ended up with, I think, 18 people that finished the program from 4 countries. So we still have quite a bit of countries that finished. But what and you've been very eloquent with your testimonials, which I really appreciate. But you said that after the first lesson, you knew that this was for you. Can you tell us why you said that?
Oh, definitely. I'd be happy to. I would say that sleep was a huge issue for me. I was only maybe sleeping 2 or 3 hours at a time, and I would wake up all through the night, and I'd worry and stress, and you know, all of that builds up, and so you just get more stressed and sleep less. And so I thought when I began the program, I thought it was interesting that the first week was focusing on sleep and getting better sleep. And I mean, that should be easy, I thought, but I just wasn't doing it. And so just giving it the simple attention and just really thinking about it and making it a priority and understanding that, say, one night I might only get 6 hours sleep, that I need to make that other two hours up another day by taking a nap or taking a 1-hour nap 2 different days, that there was a way to kind of figure out what that, how many hours I needed per day. And for me, it's 8 or 9 to be feeling my best. And so it was just learning to adjust and to make that a priority, you know, to really follow some of the tips and tricks that you provided us with that week. And I noticed by the end of the first week that I was already sleeping maybe 5 hours straight through. And then I might get up for a little bit and go back to sleep. But it had already improved so much that first week that I thought, oh, for this, the sleep was probably the worst thing. Surely it's going to work for the next, you know, 7 weeks. So
perfect. Well, it's interesting. So for you, the motivation, sleep was a hit, that was an immediate hit. So your motivation switched from external into internal motivation right away. For me personally, because I put myself on the Seamless program, as you know, and I wanted to finally put all of the 8 things in place and do them along with everybody as I was leading the program, I found that I had a lot of external motivation because I had to do this and I was leading the program and I have to look better, blah, 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 blah. And not until, you know, my abs started showing up about the 3rd or 4th week where I said, hey, I like the way this looks. I'm not going to be eating that pasta because I'm going to need to work that off again. And then internal motivation kicked in. So for everybody, all of us have our own individual kind of triggers. So I've noticed for you, it kicked in right away. For many others, it seems to be 3rd or 4th week when it finally kicks in.
Sure, I can imagine that. It just happened to be for me that sleep was the one I felt the most challenged with. And I thought, there's no way that this is going to improve. And when it did, it was sort of an aha moment where I thought, okay, I'm going to really pay attention here. This is something great.
And I'm in the same boat as you. For me, you know, the recommended sleep requirement is 7 to 9 hours for adults. For me, 7 hours is not enough. For my body, I need to be between 8 and 9 hours. 9 is better. And then once I accumulate a lot of that and I get rid of the sleep debt that I've been carrying with me, then maybe 8 is fine after that. But I really need to get 9 hours of sleep. And it's the quality. It's not just the quantity that matters. It's the quality of it that matters. If you're waking up all the time, if you're tossing and turning, if your mind is on and you can't fall asleep because there's so much happening in the mind, where you have to get up to take care of your kids or your husband is snoring. And there are so many different reasons why we're not getting quality of sleep. Then, you know, the 8 or 9 hours is not going to really help you as much. It's about the quality of it. So that's a part of what we talk about during the program. In terms of other things, the elements, sleep seemed to be very important to you. What else was one that made the most impact?
Well, I would say the eating and the drinking water, which was the second week.
We're good. This was a nicely positioned one for you. Good.
It was, definitely. I knew that I was not drinking enough water. I was drinking more sodas than I knew was right for me. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't eating 3 meals a day. I wasn't making good choices there. And so that was a huge one as well. But I think during that first week when we started with the sleep and we started sort of paying attention to what we were eating but not focusing on that, I'd already sort of started changing my habits just by thinking it. And just learning, you know, how much water I really truly did need to drink each day. And I think one of the tips was, you know, upon waking, you know, drink a full bottle of water. And I started doing that, and that was easy. And I think that that one really wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's all habits. It's all prioritization. And, you know, the part that I love about the program, and again, I gush about it because I created it, but I created it in order for it to be flexible for me and other people. Rigidity for me does not work. anytime somebody says you have to do something at this you have this time and these are the exercises that you have to do and this is how much you have to eat, that doesn't work for me. It may work for a short period of time, but in real life where things are fluid and you're going to lunch with these people for a business meeting or you're going to be in a different city, it just doesn't work that way. It has to be flexible. It has to flow with the flow that my life is taking at that moment. So that's the part that I really like, is we're not telling you what to eat. We're telling you best practices and we're giving you specific action steps that you can follow. And then you are the one that fits it into your life, regardless of what your schedule is like.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like the flexibility as well and learning to take, to make the best choice on any given occasion. Because sometimes I ended up having to eat out at places I wouldn't normally eat at.
Yeah.
You just make the best choice that you can and carry on. And
yeah, and don't stress about it, because a lot of the, you know, the programs that are focused on a specific diet, you eat something and then you feel guilty for eating it. And that's not what it's about. We have enough stress in our lives already. No need to add more guilt to it. It's really about best practices. It's about best practices. It's about flowing with it. I keep on using the word flow because it's so important to me. Last question I had for you. So before the program, you felt that you were run down and there was some motivation that was lacking. How do you feel after the program?
I would say I feel so much different. I can't even remember what it was like before. Truly, I can't remember what it was like to not have a good night's sleep, because I sleep well every night now. And
knock on wood.
Yes, I better knock on wood. You're right. But truly, I would say my stress level is, maybe it's improved. You know, my stress level has dropped 90% from what it was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And thank you so much, Stephanie. I really appreciate you jumping on the program. And thank you for your kind words and your commitment. It's been really, really amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Everybody, please stay with us. We'll be right back with the last segment in which I'll tell you more about the program and give you some specifics.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffee and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody, to Seamless Life. I am your host, still Ellen Baysberg, and that's more of a private joke for those friends of mine who are listening, because I did change my first and my last name since I came to the United States a long time ago. All right, so we had an opportunity to identify that there was a problem, and we need to fix that problem. Then we had a beautiful GP Walsh, who was telling us about his reasons for being an expert on it. And then we had awesome Stephanie Johnson that jumped on and told us about her reasons and her experience. So now this is the time for a sales pitch. Nope, it's just a joke. No sales pitches. Nobody's asking you to buy anything. I want to tell you about the program. If you choose to do it with me, if you choose to do it on your own, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you do something, that you do something to change your life for the better. Because what GP mentioned is when he was eating a certain way, he just had no idea, he had nothing to compare it to of how bad he was actually feeling during that time. And when he changed that, all of a sudden it changed and you're feeling better. And that's the same thing that, you know, talked to another one of our wonderful experts, Amanda Hinman. And I was just saying to Amanda, I can't even describe this. It just feels completely different. After being on this program, after implementing these tools, it feels different. And there's no word to describe it. It's a very different feeling. Your body feels different. Your mind feels different. It's just a completely different feeling. I know I use the word different all the time. So why do people not do it? And that's the question that I start asking myself. If these are things that are so simple, and you know, we talked about the tips and techniques with Stephanie. What I do is I save you some time. So as a part of the program, I'm going to give you over 1,000 life hacks or tips and tricks for these categories of what you can do in order to implement them into your life. So no need to go and search for them all over the internet. We've done that for you. So as a part of the program, you get that if you choose to be in the program. But the reason why people don't do this is either, as Stephanie pointed out, a lack of motivation. It could be a lack of understanding on some parts. It could be a lack of tools or structure, or it could be something else. So what is Seamless and what does it really do in terms of the program, and how does it help you? Well, what it does is it serves as a framework. It serves as a framework in order to help you reach certain outcomes. And looking at the people and going through the statistics of the people that have gone through the program, they came there for different reasons. Some people came there because they wanted to lose weight. Some people came there to reduce stress. Other people came because they wanted to learn how to manifest. And then we have people who wanted structure and accountability or balance. There are lots of reasons why people want to get into something like this. And the beautiful part of Seamless is the fact that it addresses all of these. And it seems very very aggressive of me to say that, because yes, it is a program and it solves all of your problems. It doesn't solve all of your problems if you don't do anything about it. But when you're looking at, for instance, the top 10 health-related killers in the United States, like cancer, stroke, diabetes, kidney disease, and other things, and then you see what the recommendations are for treating them, the recommendations are what you find in Seamless. Now, when you're looking at meditation is recommended for stress reduction. Meditation is recommended for rebalancing your life, getting in touch with yourself, self-love. It's a holistic system that we're combining. That's what Seamless really is about. It's a simple, flexible system that allows you to reach these goals. So let's go through some of them so you don't think that I'm just making stuff on the fly. I'm making stuff up on the fly. For weight loss, if you want to get in shape, how does Seamless help you do that? Well, sleeping, you're sleeping more. That means you're eating less. We can talk about the ghrelin and other chemicals that are in your body. You notice it in your own experience that late at night you start getting cravings and you want to eat more. So if you're going to sleep at a good time, then you're not going to have those cravings. Then your metabolism is going to be higher. Then you don't have to process all the food while you're sleeping, which, by the way, will help your sleep. So sleep more to eat less. Sleeping is very, very important. Eat better and drink more water if you're trying to lose weight. If you're drinking more water, then you're more full, then you're not going to want to eat as much. You can control your portions. Eating better is going to help you. Being more active, you want to lose weight, you have to increase your activity levels. So by being on this program and being active at least 30 minutes a day, and that's where the fun comes in, because I'm not telling you to go to the gym every day. What I'm telling you is to be active. And if your activity is riding a horse, like Stephanie would do, or your activity is running around with dogs like Brenda would do, well, your activity is, dancing with your children, or going biking, swimming, running, going to the gym and lift weights, do what I do. I love Zumba, so I go and I do Zumba classes. Or my wife started doing work, so I'm doing work, W-E-R-Q, very nice format. So all of these things are activity. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you to do it at least 30 minutes a day. And then based on where you are and what you're planning to do with your day, then you decide what you feel like. Someday I may be planning to go and work out, but then the weather is beautiful. So I go on the bike and I ride on the bike and I turn on my Zumba music and I am in total euphoria because of all of the senses that are firing at the same time. It's activity. So you want to lose weight, be more active. Meditation. When you're meditating, you're understanding yourself and you're relaxing. There is a lot of research that says that you're carrying weight. And if you're upset or you're frustrated, you're actually holding on to that weight. Meditation releases that. It means you can release the weight, energetically speaking and physically speaking. Love. Learn to love yourself. Many people don't like themselves, let alone love themselves. And a way to get some satisfaction is through eating. So you're eating your way to happiness and to many extra pounds. Learning to love yourself means that you no longer need to do that. So you lose the weight because you're loving yourself. Expanding your understanding, that's the E part, the expansion and growth. You learn more. As you're learning more, you're going to see, okay, my understanding of what I need to do in order to lose weight is going to increase. When we get to stress reduction, don't stress eat. Many people stress eat. Many people don't pay attention to what they're doing because they are working, they're stressed, and they're kind of just constantly chewing on something. Don't stress eat if you're trying to lose weight. And finally, sunshine and fresh air. Serotonin suppresses appetite. You want to lose weight? Go outside. Be in the sun. Get serotonin. All of these work for stress reduction. Manifesting, here is stress reduction. Sleeping equals rest equals more resilience to stress. Better nutrition has less stress hormones in your body, like cortisone and adrenaline. Activity produces endorphins, so you're happier. Serotonin beats sad and depression. It's all of these things that are tied together. It's a holistic system. So what I'm asking you to do, if you go through the program, then we'll guide you through that whole process. You'll have 8 experts. You'll have me working with you one-on-one. You're going to get these 1,000-plus tips and tricks. You'll have 5 action steps every week. If you're doing it on your own, here's the process that I want you to go through. I want you to plan out for the next 9 weeks and start with sleep. So you start with the one that's technically you're already doing and just make it a priority. Make it a priority to get at least 7 hours of sleep. Quality sleep. And as was pointed out by Stephanie, if you don't get it during the night, make sure you get it during the day. Take a nap. Then during that first week, I want you to observe the next one, which is eating. And by observation, start making some notes. No, I don't want you to count every calorie. I don't believe in that stuff because I would never do it myself. What I'm asking you to do is just bring into your awareness your eating habits and your drinking habits. So start becoming aware of it. Then next week, we're focusing on your eating and drinking habits while observing the next one in the list, which is your activity, and locking in your sleep. So every week, we keep on building. It takes about 40 days for a habit to form. These 9 weeks are 60-plus days. So we're giving you a time and a half to build those habits. And as you keep adding them and as you keep locking them in, they will become habits. So the next natural question that people ask me is, I'm already busy. How can I actually fit that into my life when I have no free time whatsoever? Well, you can. When we're talking about meditation, I don't mean for you to sit in that lotus position for 40 minutes every day. If you can, that would be great. But not everybody can, time-wise or want-wise. So what I'm asking you to do is do meditations 9 minutes a day. 3 minutes in the morning when you wake up, 3 minutes in the afternoon, 3 minutes at night. Can you do 9 minutes? I bet everybody can do 9 minutes. When you're doing these things, these 8 things, these 8 habits, take maybe 30 to 40 minutes of your time per day. It doesn't take a lot of time. And many of these things you're already doing. And then we start dealing with other elements of how do you fit everything in. Well, we give you helpful hints. So one of those hints is don't wine combine. Let me give you an example. You're at a lunch break. So for a lunch break, instead of going to a restaurant and spending an hour there hanging out with friends, which is fun, go outside. Right now it's summer, at least in the United States. Go outside and walk for a half an hour. Walk for a half an hour. During that half an hour, you're getting activity. You're getting sunshine and fresh air. You're getting a walking meditation, which we can teach you, or you can just look it up yourself. And you're getting stress reduction. Don't whine, combine. I want to watch Cubs. So right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go downstairs after the show is over. I'm going to turn on the Cubs game. I'm going to walk on my treadmill, and I'm going to watch the Cubs game. Don't whine, combine. You can do these things. You can do it. These things are not difficult. They are only difficult if you don't make them a priority. They are only difficult if you don't know how to. So if you choose to work with us, you can go to courses.ellenbaysberg.com, and I'll post a link on the Facebook page as well. You can take a look at it. Call me, ping me on Facebook. I'm happy to help you out. Work with me or work on your own, but put in the work. You have no idea just how much it will change your life and truly make it seamless. Have a wonderful night, everybody. I love you. Best of luck. Take care.